Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm John Batchelor with David Petrucia. His new book is 1920, The Year of the Six Presidents. The Republicans gather in Chicago, as they have many times before. A circus has just left town, so you can imagine the flavor on the floor. It's a very hot, even though it's June, very hot. And it's roasting. Even Alice Roosevelt, who is a woman who's used to being in the kitchen with the heat, given her tongue, even she acknowledges that it's so hot. The candidates are given odds, and David reproduces the odds. It's quite fun. You can live through it. Hiram Johnson, the progressive from California, who's cranky, has even money. Leonard Wood, the man who's been Army Chief of Staff, TR's friends, the only physician ever to become head of the Army, a political actor, certainly, is given 7-5. Frank Lowden of Illinois is given 8-5. Then Herbert Hoover has 4-1 odds to be the Republican nominee. And you have to search and search and search. And all the way down here, you find Warren Harding. So as they gather, Harding is successful in not acting as if he wants to be the nominee. Actually, David, there was a remark that he made. I shouldn't be spending all this money on my headquarters if I don't really want it. He really didn't think he was going to be president. So why was he running? What was the secret he had inside of him?
Well, I think one can always, you know, flatter a candidate into a candidacy. If somebody just on the street says, oh, you'd be a great person in this office, it goes to your head. But also there's a calculation. And because Ohio is that battleground state, he's afraid of losing his Senate seat in 1920. He's only been in for one term, and you never know. And so he thinks that if he has obtained the cachet, the glamour of being a presidential wannabe, that this might boost his campaign for the Senate in Ohio. So that's part of it as well. But also I think he calculates that once TR is out of the race, you know, there's a lane open that maybe somebody can break through, because, you know, Leonard Wood is not an experienced politician in electoral politics. Frank Lowden is just a governor from Illinois. It's difficult to think of him associated with any one issue. And Hiram Johnson is not going to appeal to the standard Republican, only to the particularly vociferous progressive Republicans out in the Great Plains or the West Coast.
The balloting begins, and this is an important detail. The balloting has a way of establishing where we can go, and right away you find the upper limits of the leading candidates. I think FDR uses the language at one point in the Democratic nomination process of someone is blocked. In other words, they hit a limit early on, and therefore they start looking around for compromises. Did I read that correctly, David?
Yeah, and that's really the case more so in the Democratic primary, because they're operating under a radically different set of rules than the Republicans. The Republicans are like, you get a majority, you get the nomination, you get the box of Cracker Jack, so you get the prize. But with the Democrats, because they've always had to massage the sentiments of the South as long as they've had conventions, they have what is called the two-thirds rule, which is going to last until the 1936 convention. And that means you can have, now the Republicans have 9 or 10 ballots, and that's a lot for the Republicans. It really is. But the Democrats have 40 some ballots, and they have 40 some ballots in nominating Woodrow Wilson. They have 103 ballots in 1924. I think it takes them 6 ballots to nominate the great god FDR in 1932, because getting to two-thirds is a hell of a slippery slope.
One detail about the convention. They write a platform. One of the WAGs said it's best to you put a platform on a cardboard on a postcard and send it to oblivion, because the platforms always wear them down. In 30 seconds, the Republican platform, was it pro-league or anti-league? I couldn't tell. You quoted it, David, and I couldn't tell.
It's the art of saying nothing. And when your party is very split, yeah. Getting back to, you know, guys like Taft and Hoover are pro-league, and guys like Lodge are not.
Let's go to the San Francisco, the first convention ever held on the West Coast with the Democrats. The book is 1920, the year of six presidents. David Petrucci is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.